You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storm's within us range,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always good to come and spend Saturday morning telling you about the wonderful things of our precious Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Listen to me today. I have a good word for you today. I want to talk about comfort today, a word of comfort for today for you. I'm talking about this day. The Lord wants to, I've already prayed for you today. The Lord wants to bring you a word of comfort. Maybe somebody out there today is just hurting. The Lord wants to comfort you today with His presence. Look, if you get anything out of the program today, you can pick this program up. You have friends, family scattered out, maybe people you know that you want to witness to and you really can't really talk to, you don't get a chance. I'll do that for you. All you have to really do is just simply, anywhere in the world, you can email anyone and just look. All you have to do is go to WCNO.com. Scroll down to the word on the left-hand side of the page, on demand. Click on that word, on demand, and you click Saturday, this date. And when you do, you'll see Lifeline. So you can share this message with anyone that you want to, anywhere in the world. Look, God loves you today. I just want to tell you that to start up with. God loves you. John 3:16 says this, God so loved the world. That's you, my friend. You know that? That's you. He's talking about you. He sent His Son for you. You're the highest order of the creation of God. Look, somebody loves you today. I want you to know that you are loved today. Maybe you're a person that's never really, felt that you've really been loved. And you know something? I've noticed this through life. If you really feel like you've never been loved, as a rule, you won't be good at loving others. That's just the way it is. If you don't know love, have experienced love, can't receive love, it's really hard to give love. There's always too many things to be. If you're not made perfect in love yourself by the Lord, it will be very hard for you to love others like you even want to or like you should. But I want you to know you're loved today. If you're battling with insecurity, you can put it aside today. God loves you. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you and wants you to know that today above all things. This is the day that the Lord wants to comfort you, wants to come to you, wants to speak to you, wants to bless you. Luke 19:10 says this, the Son of Man, Christ Jesus, came to seek and to save that which was lost. That would be you, my friend. That would be your family. That would be your friends. That would be your loved ones. That would be everyone that you meet. God loves you. Father God sent His Son Christ Jesus to look for you and to save you. He cares about you. He really does. He cares all about you. Are you in church? Are you in church? Are you in a place where you can hear the word of God, where you can learn, where you can grow? Look, God cares about you today. There's a kingdom here. We're in a fallen world. We're living in troubled times, no doubt about that. But look, if you know the Lord, we're living in the kingdom of God here. We're kingdom people, and you need to make sure you associate yourself with people that are in the kingdom of God. Are you in church? I want to ask you this. You know, you need to be around kingdom people. You need to be around kingdom of God people. You really do, to become all that Father God wants you to be. Really. I mean, I have friends, I have a lot of people that say, oh, I don't go to church. I mean, I know God. Oh, I love God. Look, I'm kind of like a walking Bible myself. I spend quality time 7 days a week in the Word of God for years. I spend quality time in prayer. I mean, I really have a prayer life, okay? But I need the church. You know why? I study the church. I watch how the church operates. I study preachers. I study the church because I study the work of God. In everything I do, I see God. If I'm in church, I watch how God moves in a church, how God moves in ministers, how God moves in people. I sit back some time and watch church services, and I look at people, and God lets me just read them, and I see 300, 400, 500 people, and I can see what they're doing. Their hands praise, lift up to the Lord. They are telling the Lord they love Him. Their time, they appreciate Him. They're praising Him. They're honoring Him. When that happens, the Spirit of God moves. And the Spirit of God moves in different ways than He would move in your own life, in your own personal prayer time. I'm talking about the Spirit of God moves through people throughout the church. Well, that spreads to you. You can't get that as a loan. You can only get that in church. And by the way, I am in a church. Now, I know the Lord. I don't mind telling you, I really do know the Lord. I am in a church where I believe we have the best communicator, the best teacher, of the Word of God that's been around this, I'm talking about Stuart here, Stuart Florida, for many years. We really have a guy here that absolutely can bring the Word of God with authority, with understanding, with power. He really puts a polish on. My son Larry and I talk about this quite a bit. I know the Word of God, but he puts a polish on it that very few people can do. He absolutely is a standout when it comes to hearing the Word of God, and we have a good wash and pray service. So if you're looking for a church, not in a church, I'm telling you, you need to be in the church. If you email me, I'll tell you where this church is. It's two services. You can go at 8 o'clock in the morning. You can go at 10:30, but I can tell you where it is. If you email me, just try Lifeline. One word, T-R-Y, try Lifeline Gmail. Try Lifeline Gmail. I'll put you in the church where the Word of God's coming forth. Like never since I've been this day have I heard it before. I'm with excellence. So come and visit the church, all right? John 16:7, Jesus said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's expedient, it's best for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come to you. If I depart, I will send him unto you. Listen, you really need the Comforter. I'm going to talk to you today about being comforted. The Lord wants to comfort you today. He really does. You know who the Comforter is, who the Holy Ghost really is, who the Spirit of God is? It's simply this. It's two words. God now. God now. That's who He is. God down here with you. God now here for you. God in you, the hope of glory. God now on this earth. That's who the Holy Spirit is. You know, you can try to explain Him, teach Him. I've heard thousands of teachers. I've read every book probably there is on the subject. But the bottom line is, it's God now here with you. God today. God that you need right this minute. God that you need when you cry out. God that you need when you have a problem. The God that comes to you. That's who He is. God now. And listen, Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So who's the Holy Spirit? It's Him. He's God. He really is. He said, I'll come to you. He'll take care of you. Listen, the Spirit of God that was in Jesus now comes to you. How much better can it get? How good can one God be? The Spirit of God. Jesus said, I'll come to you. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Well, the Holy Spirit comes to me. It's the Lord Jesus. It's the Spirit of God that's in Jesus that comes to you today. The question is, are you reaping the benefits of the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit? The world can't receive the Spirit, but you can. The world doesn't know the Spirit, but you should. He's not in the world, but He can be in you. Look, my friend, you need the Spirit of God. And by the way, if you're hurting out here today, and you very well might be, it's a troubled world. Who's not hurting? I mean, the world is upside down. Kids are scattered everywhere, in trouble with drugs. It's a real fallen world. It's troubled times. So if you're out here today, and maybe you are alone, maybe you can't even get to church, maybe you're in a position physically where you can't go to church. Well, I want you to know we'll be a church here for you today. If you're handicapped in any way and you can't get to church, we'll be the church. We'll bring the church to you today. How about that? I bring the church to you in the name of the Lord Jesus here today. But I want you to know the Lord wants you to be comforted. This is a day when He's telling me to speak comfort to my people. Above everything, He wants you to be comforted today. Even though you might be in troubled times, even though your world might be upside down, you give me a call, and we'll pray for you. And I assure you that God will speak a word of comfort to you. Our phone number here is 772-221-1100. Or if you're out of town, it's 888-221-8990. Look, God loves you today. cares about you today, if you're out here today wringing your hands over something, going through troubled times, the Lord wants to cover you. If you call and you and I pray together, that's, you know, the Lord says we're two or more are gathered together in my name, there I'll be in the midst of them. So you got a guarantee if you call, you're going to hear from God. You got a guarantee you're going to be visited by the Lord. You got a guarantee the Lord's going to hear you because he just said so. If two come together, I'll be there. That's a pretty good promise. So if you're hurting, if you really have a need, I don't care what it is. Maybe hurting your body. Maybe hurting, maybe you need healed. Whatever it is, I don't care what it is. You call. The Lord will speak, okay? Listen, Jesus said, the world will see me no more. This is where he's getting ready to go. But you can see him. He said, because I live, you live also. You can have a new life through Jesus here today, a new spirit life. You can live in a new spirit world. You know that? You know, there's a new kingdom. There's a real new kingdom. I'm in it. I mean, I really am in this kingdom. That's why I can stand here and boast about it, talk to you about it. I live it. I walk it out every day. Now, I'm living in a troubled world. There's no question about that. You know, I see, I'm in an upside down world. It's a dark time in America. Really, it's bad times. America's not in good shape at all. It's a troubled time. We've got more sin we've ever had in my lifetime, and I'm kind of an old guy. But I can tell you this, through it all, the Lord Jesus Christ will walk you through life by the power of his Holy Spirit. He is God now down here for you. You can live the kingdom life in a fallen world. I'm living it. I can testify of it. You can live protected. You can live surrounded by the presence of God. You can get through this life in a far more superior way if you're in the kingdom of God. And know it. You have to know these things. You have to know who you are. Know your rights. Know your authority. Know your place. If not, the devil will run all over you, okay? He'll eat your lunch. He really will. You have to know who you are. The Holy Spirit can't power the fallen world, but he can power you. Oh, my friend, know the Holy Spirit in any cause. Remember, Jesus said, you know him well, do you? You should. You can know the Comforter today. If you're a Christian and don't know the Holy Spirit or seek to know the Comforter or the one who brings comfort to you, listen, wake up. Get to know him. Grab hold of all that he brings to you. He is Jesus to you. He really is. He's Jesus down here for you. Oh, my Lord. You need to know the Comforter. I mean, really. I mean, actually, I'm telling you personally, I've walked through troubled times for many years, and I've been comforted through it all. Some way, somehow, I've been comforted through it all because the Comforter's in me. The Comforter's with me. I know the promises of Jesus. I believe, and therefore, I have him. I really do. John 14:27, Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. Oh, my friend, you have peace today? My peace I give unto you. Are you peace today, my friend? All as the world gives, give I unto you. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You have a troubled heart? Jesus said, don't let it be. You don't have to. Neither let it be afraid. Don't have a troubled heart, he says. Don't be afraid. Listen to me. Note this. How he wants to comfort you. Just think about that. He says, don't have a troubled heart out there today. Don't have a troubled heart. Don't be in fear. He wants to comfort you. I'm here today to say the Lord Jesus wants to wrap his arms around you and bring you a measure of comfort that you need and that you haven't had in the past. If you're hurting out there today, you can give me a call here. I'd be more than glad to pray with you. 221-1100. 888 if you're out of town, 221-8999. The Lord wants to comfort you today. He wants you to have peace today. He wants you to have rest today. He says, don't you have a troubled heart. Don't you be afraid. Note this now. He wants just to comfort you. He cares about you. He loves you. Maybe you've never experienced this kind of love. Maybe you've never been loved like this before. Maybe you can't believe it. Somebody loves you. Well, I can tell you he can. Listen, he hung on a bloody tree, strived as to blood against sin. Really. Strive. Sin trying to kill him. Blood overpowering the sin. He strived as to blood against sin. To break the power of sin and death over your life. For you, my friend. To give you a hope and a future. A future forever in a wonderful kingdom. But also then to bring peace and comfort to you now. This peace does not come from the world but by the Comforter. Peace. What a needed gift in a troubled world. Come lay it all down today. Cry out, Jesus, please help me. Touch me. I need your Holy Spirit in me. Listen to this promise. John 16:13. Jesus said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. Are you there? Are you being guided by into all truth? Are you there? For he said, he shall not speak of himself. The Holy Spirit doesn't talk about the Holy Spirit. What I'm doing is talking about the Holy Spirit, how he represents Jesus here today. He does not speak of himself. But whatever he shall hear, that is whatever I say, is what Jesus is saying here, that shall he speak. And he'll show you things to come. Wow. He'll always tell you what Jesus is saying. He'll even show you what Jesus has coming down the road for you. Think about that promise again. What a promise that is. Just think about it. He'll guide you into all the truth. You know something? Maybe if you're messed up out here today, if your life is in trouble, you don't know all the truth. You've never found the truth. He don't speak about himself. He speaks what Jesus says. He shows you things to come. Listen, he comforts you. That's what the comforter does. He wraps that warm blanket of the Lord Jesus Christ, or the presence of God around you, and takes care of you. If you're there today, your life's upside down, and you know it. You know, you're really not comforted. You're really not in good shape here today. You're just one battle after the other. You're battling over the kids. You're battling over finances. You're battling over health. God loves you today. Really. He wants to comfort you today. You give me a call. I'll be more glad to pray for you. 221-1100. If you're out of town, 888-221-8990. Listen to this promise. John 14:25-27. But the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. No doubt, no question, the comforter is the Holy Ghost. Whom the Father will send. Remember a minute ago, Jesus said, I'll send him unto you. Now he says, whom the Father will send to you. You know why he says that? The one. Simple as that. He will send him my name. Now he says, Father will send him now in my name. And he said, I'll send him. He will teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, you did him. Look, again I say, the Holy Spirit is God now. God today, God here for you, all the Godhead, all that God is, all that Jesus is, that's who the Comforter is, God now, God down here today, God wants to come to your house today, God knocking on your door today, that's who the Comforter is. Oh, what a wonderful God, what a wonderful Savior. Oh, my friend, if you're hurting out today, cry out, Lord, please help me. If you're not saved today, Jesus, save me, that's all it takes. That prayer always gets heard. That's a priority prayer. Jesus, save me. Oh, Jesus, save me. That's our taste. Really. He can't wait to transfer you from darkness into his kingdom of light. Listen, we can't comprehend the value of knowing all truth, but the Spirit of truth speaks to us, okay? He really does. He helps us. He guides us. Have you read all the words of Jesus, my friend? Have you listened to every word Jesus says, my friend? If you've not heard the words of Jesus, the Holy Spirit cannot bring to mind what Jesus said unto you through the Word. Look, you can't have all these promises unless you listen to Jesus. You really can't. Because, see, the Holy Spirit brings Jesus, brings his presence. Well, if you don't know him, don't recognize him, don't know how to receive him, you're going to miss out. I'm telling you, if you don't know or haven't read or don't read the words of God, he can't bring you into remembrance of what he said. These are the things that guide your life. Really, see, you're in a fallen world, but the kingdom operates under the authority and under the power of what Jesus said. He said, my word is spirit, my word is life. So our power and our spirit comes out of what he says. As simple as that. My word is spirit. My word is life. I walk on his words. I believe what he says. Okay? But see, to be empowered with spirit and to be empowered with life, you have to know what Jesus said. The authority and power is in his words. Really, you have to walk on the word. I really mean that. The Holy Spirit brings you the word. You go through trouble every day, every issue there is out there. But then the Holy Spirit reminds you what Jesus said. So you walk through the dark world on a kingdom path. But listen, if you don't know what Jesus said, you'll miss the path. Really. You have to know what he's saying so you'll stay on the right path. So it'll be clear to you. Really. My word is spirit. My word is life. You want the Spirit of God. You want to live in the Spirit of God realm. You want to walk in the Spirit of God. You want to live and dwell and walk in the kingdom and operate in the kingdom of God and function in the kingdom of God. Really. All you need to do, my friend, is know the Word of God. Or hear. Begin to read right now. Today's a good day to start. You listen to the words of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit remind you of what Jesus said, and then when you step in it, you'll step in the right place. You won't step in a troubled world. You'll step in the kingdom path, okay? Get that down. It's very, very important. Keep yourself centered in the kingdom of God. John 16:33, Jesus said, These things have I spoken to you, that in me now, you might have peace. In the world, you'll have tribulation. Listen, you know it's here. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Look at that. He's throwing you an anchor here today. He's throwing you a rope. He's shining light on your path. Be of good cheer. I've overcome it. Or you'll have tribulation in the world. Hey, listen, walk around it. And really get out of it. Walk through it. Move around it. The world is full of tribulation, but I've overcome it. Well, anchor on, held on to Jesus, really. Listen to what he says. He's overcome the world. Well, he's your overcomer, really. Latch on to his spirit. You know, follow him. Stay on the path that he's laid. Follow his words. Listen to him. Don't get bound up in the tribulation that's in the world. Be free from it. Walk in the name of Jesus. Walk on the path that Jesus laid. Walk in the light of the world, okay? Luke 4:18, Jesus said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome it." Isn't that a wonderful promise? Isn't that a magnificent promise? He's already overcome the world. Just follow him. Follow the one that's already done it. Follow the one that made the path. Follow the one that shines the light on the path. Follow the one that can help you, okay? Really. Luke 4:18 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel." You know what he's really saying here? Father sent me to you. The gospel is the gospel of the kingdom, how to get you from where you're over in it. That's what he's saying. Really, that's what he's saying. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me for a reason. He sent me, he anointed me to preach to you the gospel of the kingdom of God, to get you out of your old sinful fallen life, over into a place where God can bless and take care of you." That's what he's really saying here. Really, that's what he's really saying. Come on over here. I'm anointed to bring you over into a new kingdom, to get you out of your dark place, into the presence of life. Acts 10:38, Peter said, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed." That's all, my friend. That's all. You include yourself in that. All that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. What gets done on earth is done by the Holy Spirit, even the work of Jesus. Listen, Peter said, yeah, God anointed Jesus. Even Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost. What gets done on the earth gets done by the Holy Spirit. If Jesus needed to be, excuse me, please, anointed by the Holy Spirit, how much more do we, my friend? Really, if Jesus needed the anointing of the Holy Spirit, how much more do you? Acts 9:17, notice Jesus had just called Paul into the ministry. He's sitting in a corner blind for 3 days. He has no clue about anything. And God sent Ananias to Paul. And Ananias said, "Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared to you in the way as you came, he has sent me that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost." Until Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost, he was not ready for ministry. And neither will you be, my friend. And neither can you live the life. And neither can you see the right path unless you're filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Look, if you'll email me today at trylifeline@gmail.com, I'll tell you where a church is, but you can come and you can go forward and say, ask the pastor to lay hands on you and be filled with the Holy Ghost. If you're not filled, you need to be. You don't even have to really be in the church to get filled with the Holy Ghost. But if you don't know, don't understand, you come to church. We'll get you filled up. We really will. Mark 16:15, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Look, what Jesus said, go, testify, witness, keep on going, keep pushing forward. Jesus told Peter, "Feed my lambs, feed my sheep." You know that's what I'm doing here today. I'm doing what Jesus said to do. That's saying, all right, I'm doing. I'm fulfilling this call today. Go into all the world. That's what I'm doing. Preach the gospel to every creature. I'm trying to tell you, Jesus loves you. The gospel is this: get out of the dark world. Get into the kingdom of God. Jesus, save me. Washed in the blood. Just ask the Lord Jesus to cleanse you and just bring you into the kingdom of God to save you, okay? Just keep pushing. Jesus said, keep pushing. That's what I'm doing here today. That's what I'm doing. Keep feeding my lamb. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to say what Jesus said. You know what he said? I love you. I want you. Really, I do. I want you out of the kingdom of darkness over in the kingdom of light. If you're already mine and you're in the kingdom, you've been beat to death and by the devil and you're being knocked around, I want you to get into my word. Trust me, learn to believe me, call upon me. I'll always be there for you. I've just made you all these promises. I said, I'll not leave you, Compass. I'll come to you. I will. I mean, I don't lie. If I said I'll come to you, I won't leave you, Compass, I'll do it. And listen, I'm here to testify in the name of Jesus. I'm here to testify for Jesus. This is a true statement. I've walked all this out. I've proven all this out. I'm not preaching one thing here I haven't lived. I have literally walked all these things out. I've proven step by step. I'm led by the Spirit of God. I know the Holy Spirit. I was in a dark place at one time. I've been translated out of darkness. I was translated into the kingdom of God. I've been filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit leads, guides, direct me. Look, I'm talking with authority here today. I know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm living it. I'm living this life. I'm living the life that I'm telling you Jesus wants you to have, okay? John 3:8, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifest. That's pretty clear, isn't it? That he might destroy the works of the devil. Listen to that. Stay submitted to God. James said, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. That tells me he fears you when you stand up to him. Listen, I mean that. Right. And you know the devil, I've learned this too. I do a lot of deliverance ministry and this kind of work. He knows where the Spirit of God is in you. Do you know that? He knows your authority. If you don't have it, he'll walk over you. You can be a Christian with no authority. If you're not filled with the Spirit of God and you're a Christian, you have no authority, the devil knows it. I've been around, I've seen it. If you're a Christian and not filled with the Holy Ghost, you don't have the proper authority. The devil knows that. He does not acknowledge you when you speak. But if you have authority, he fears you. He really does. He really does. Stay submitted to God. James said, resist, he'll flee from you. That tells me he fears you when you stand up to him. If you have authority, you can stand up to him and get out of here, Satan. I'm going to beat you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll move. Luke 10:19 is written. Jesus said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Now, you know how much power there is? That's all the power. Listen, don't give the devil a play. Don't let him sleep under your porch. Don't put up with him. You have power. You have authority. If you're going through things today and things are happening in your life that's out of control, if you're not in control, generally someone else is, take authority over your life. Bow before the Lord Jesus. Take your life back for the enemy. Put your life in order. Walk in the path where the light shines, where the Holy Spirit shines the light of Jesus. Call upon the Lord Jesus. Get it together today. Go forth in Jesus. He loves you. He wants to bless you. Well, look. We need your support today. I mean, every week I tell you this, you don't seem to be listening very well because I'm not getting support for the ministry. We need your help. We really do. It's very simple. We don't care. Just whatever you can send, whatever you can spare. We don't want your tithe that goes to the church, but we need donations and we need just a love gift. Anything will help. Anything will do. It's very simple. It's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach. Lifeline, Box 1503, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1503, Jensen Beach, 34958. One more time, and just remind you to send us a check. Lifeline, Box 1503, Jensen Beach, 34958. Or email us at trylifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Email us. And let's tell you, if you're not in a great church, I'm telling you, we have the man of God, I think the best preacher we've ever had here, and since I've been in the area for many years, so you need to email me, I'll show you how to get there. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Please support the ministry at Lifeline, Box 1603. Jensen Beach, 34958. Look, we love you today. God wants you to be comforted today. He wants you to be at peace and rest today. I speak the blessing of the Lord over your life today. Be blessed today. If you're hearing my voice, receive the blessing of this day for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're loved and you are blessed. I release the love of God. I release the blessing of the Lord upon your life today. Have a great day. See you next week.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.